put your hands together for Jesus.
He's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The devil see will be unveiled. The original life. The original sea.
Hallelujah.
The original life.
From Esther chapter 2 and verse 17. And it says, and the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. The theme is the chosen woman, the Esther's generation. Amen. We have gathered here having a focus on this theme to look at what made Esther so special. She had to be chosen by the king to be the queen. And that which made Esther special is what we are expecting that will also imbibe through this camp and cause every one of us here to be so special in the name of Jesus. We chose to confront this annual camp this year in a special way. We decided to withdraw from Lagos. We decided to come to the camp here. It's not comfortable, it's not convenient, but it is needful, and we shall not regret the inconveniences. We come here to give it all the focus it deserves. And we are believing God that at the end of this camp meeting, 3 days, 3 nights, just as the Lord Jesus was under the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, and when he resurrected, he has been alive since then, and he remains alive forever. By the end of these 3 days, 3 nights, somebody's situation will change for good. Hallelujah. It is our belief that every prayer that will be offered in this camp meeting, there will be an answer to it. We got a sign earlier today in the camp, in the church. Those of you who were in the Shiloh program, just last minute before we shared the grace, God came down and gave us a sign. That healing was a sign. That miracle was a sign that he is following the woman. I know he didn't choose a man, it was a woman he healed. At the last minute, hallelujah. She came to the Shiloh program with a problem she's been suffering. How long did she say she suffered that problem? How many years? 1 year. She's been in that pain. She said sometime September, October since last year. Okay. And God decided to end it. Hallelujah. In a special way. So also, no matter how long any problem that follow you has lasted,
It will not go back with you. You believe it? Let me hear that amen very loud.
Hallelujah. Believing that God keeps appointments. Believing that God answers prayers. And believing that God honors faith. And believing that we shall be blessed because we came. I have the privilege of declaring open the 2018 Women of Zion Camp Meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's take this song. I need you every
hour. Gracious Lord, don't
families, we need you in our health, we need you in our going out, our coming in, we need you in our businesses, we need you in our vocations, we need you in our offices, we need you for our expectations to come to pass, we need you because of our children. Father, may we find you in the name of Jesus. And we've come to the camp and we know you will bless somebody. We certainly know that you have ordained this camp meeting for somebody. That's why we sing again. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
a prayer. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. Come to the Lord. This is why I am here, Lord, in this camp. This is the testimony I want from this camp. As you are blessing others, remember me, Lord. In your presence, remember me, Lord. This is why I am here. This is why I have left my office. I have left my job. I have left my family. I have left my business to be here these 3 days. Let this be my testimony, Lord. For me, Lord. And I will refer to Shiloh. Let me remember. Let me refer to this camp meeting in future. Like Anna will remember Shiloh. Let me remember 2018 women camp meeting, Lord. Uplift me. Uplift me spiritually. Uplift me physically. Mold me to that woman you have desired me to be. Cause me to establish a relationship with you, Lord. Reconnect me. Reconnect me, Holy Ghost. Reconnect me to heaven. Reconnect me to the source of life. Reconnect me to the cross of Jesus. Do something, Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Do something new in my life.
Something new in my life.
In the name of Jesus. Father, come and continue with us. We came in peace. Let us go back in peace. Let us live better than we came here, O Lord. Let us live better than we came here, O Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We commit the whole program into your hands. We have an assurance that you are a God that honors faith. That you honor the faith that brought us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you use your hand again and worship the Lord? Can you use that hand and shake five people around you? Tell them anything you like. Say something. Tell them anything you like. Tell them and then sit down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody here, your level spiritually, physically will change in the name of Jesus. I say, amen. Your level physically, spiritually will be better in the name of Jesus. Amen. That songwriter says, I'm praising all
the upward way, new heights I'm gained in every day. Still praying now, I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet. Oh, yeah.
higher and higher. And the just shall live by faith. If you doubt what I am saying, you will go the same as you came. But if you believe what I am saying, you will go higher and higher. Don't doubt, don't doubt. That's why the second stanza in that song says, my heart has no
desire to stay where thou shalt rise. I'm here to stay, though some may dwell where these are found. My prayer, my aim, desire. Oh, Lord, lead to me. Lord, lead me.
That the beauty of a woman is not the cloth that you wear, as far as God is concerned. Hallelujah. The beauty of a woman, as far as God is concerned, is not the pancake in your face. Eh? It's not the shine cloth you wear. So our prayer is, let the beauty of Jesus be seen. Welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in great expectation. Great expectation. And one thing I want to tell you confidently is that God keeps appointment. He honors faith. We came here for a purpose. And God will come down to fulfill that purpose. That is the confidence I have. Now, it's not convenient for us. We, in the ministry, attach a lot of importance. A lot of importance to the spiritual well-being of our members. And I believe that you can't quantify the cost of getting a soul united with the Father above. And everything is by sacrifice. In Christianity, everything we do goes by sacrifice, by sacrifice. Can we read Psalm 50 and verse 5? Psalm 50, verse 5. That scripture says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. God honors sacrifice. Everything about the Christian faith is sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Is a denial for the good of someone. Christ denied himself, all that he denied, even unto denying his own life for us, to save us. The same thing too, that is the lifestyle of a believer. And that is where the blessings are. You hear people will start something serious, they start a fast. That is a sacrifice. They deny themselves food for a purpose. Each time you do that, it doesn't pass without the necessary blessing. And people who catch this revelation, they practice it. You don't help a brother because it is convenient for you. It is not a sacrifice if it doesn't cost you something. So always take note. Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. So that the sacrifice you have made, you have sacrificed your time, you have sacrificed your business. Some people have closed their businesses to be here. You have sacrificed the comfort of your homes, the beautiful homes you have. You have your air-conditioned rooms and everything else. You alone in your room now, you are sharing with so many people in the room. All the inconvenience is a sacrifice. And above all, the church sacrificed so many things to use the money to bring you to this camp. Hallelujah. They could not even pay the usual bills. They brought our NEPA bill at me, 300 and something thousand naira. We could not pay it. We told them to wait till next week. We deferred it. Once every week or so, 300 and something thousand naira we buy this week. They brought the bill to pay the supplier of this week. Keep it aside. Every expense that is not relevant to this camp was kept aside. So that people will come here, almost 5 million naira, to bring you here. It's a sacrifice. That is why when it's time to pray, I see you they sleep. Wallahi, talahi, you're in trouble. Spend this kind of money, bring you here, with a pray, you can't sleep. Wallahi, talahi, I'll fight you physically. How will God not honor that sacrifice? We didn't bring you here to make money from you. We brought you here for your well-being spiritually and physically. I am sure God will honor this sacrifice and bless every one of us in the name of Jesus. So just know that we are in the perfect will of God. And we are in an atmosphere where God can bless us. Release yourself. Just release yourself. Now, apart from group prayers that we pray, I advise you to find time for your own personal prayer in this camp meeting. Just withdraw for some time somewhere, in a corner somewhere, depending on what you really want God to do for you. Just remember that I say, and that is true, that any prayer you offer here will be answered. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, make sure you are not distracted. Don't be distracted. At all, don't be distracted. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. And I know from home, too, there will be no news that will distract you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Your husband head no go kolo. Where you go vex, say, come on, come back home. When hungry, wire and no sabi cook. God will cool his head till you come back. Amen. And during this period, remember the women, you know, our brother Elvis Smart, when he said, in fact, now he's a member of Women Fellowship. What came to my mind is our leaders in Nigeria who are supposed to develop our country. They are unable to develop our country, and another country in Europe and other countries out there, they develop their own, and our leaders run there with their children to go and give them citizenship. Brother Elvis, we have men fellowship. You are unable to organize men fellowship and a women fellowship, very organized. Everybody wants to join you now. Even the brothers are becoming members of women fellowship. Even ministers. We are very proud of our women fellowship. Very, very proud. Very proud. Very proud. All around the world, there is no church I know of, and I know so many of them around the world. None has afforded their women the opportunity we have given you people here to have a fellowship like this. And for your information, the only part I have to play as far as this gathering is concerned is that we facilitated your coming here in providing the accommodation, the transportation, and the feeding. Every other thing, we are also invited. So don't suffer in silence. That's why we came out now. Feel free, tell us what is happening so that we can help you, you know, with the wisdom God gave us, and prayerfully too. And be sure too that you are playing your own part. If not, it will not work. But I believe, amen, that God desires that you enjoy your marriage. And that the devil comes in sometimes to scatter it. That is what God will solve also using this camp meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, take full advantage of this and participate in every aspect of it. Don't stay and sleep and say you are tired or you are sick. This is not hospital. Don't go and lie down in your room when others are here. It's the devil trying to cheat you. We're going to release you now. Can we stand up? We are gathering together unto thee. We are gathering.